It's Wednesday, April 12th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Office space availability in the U.S. is at a record high, which is signaling challenges for the office market amid the remote work changes. Channel partners accelerate their expansion into cloud and managed services, according to Channelnomics 2023 forecast report. And the NTIA seeks public comments on AI accountability measures. This is the business of tech. I spotted this pair of stories in Axios. First, quote, office space available for lease in the U.S. is at a record high. Remote work is already crushing the office market, and the data is a sign that the distress is going to get worse. Vacancies already at historic highs will likely go higher. In detail, looking at office availability is different from looking at office vacancy rates. Availability doesn't just look at empty offices. It includes occupied office space where the tenant notified the landlord they won't be renewing. The percentage of office space available for lease is at 16.4% and increasing fast. But let's wrap some perspective too. Quote, market watchers were spooked by Federal Reserve data showing that the holders of commercial real estate loans are a highly concentrated group, with small and regional U.S. banks, those not in the top 25, collectively holding 67%. Under the hood, the situation is more nuanced, as detailed in two reports from the Mortgage Banker Association and Moody's Analytics. The 67% figure includes loans backed by traditional commercial real estate, apartment complexes, office buildings, and real estate, but it also includes construction loans, loans backing farmland, or loans to owner-occupied properties like two-family houses. Why do we care? Why do we care about office space? Two reasons. It will be garbage for companies to push employees back to the office if there aren't offices to go back to. Look to lease commitments to speak to an organization's commitment, so I'd ask customers about their leases and track that data. Second, there are all the related industries around office space to consider the impact to. That's a market that's changing, and in that change is the opportunity. There are pitfalls here for sure. One can make lemonade out of lemons if you're aware. Channelnomics has released its 2023 Channel Forecast Report. Channel partners have continued with their efforts to increase recurring revenue by accelerating their expansion into cloud and managed services. In 2023, a majority of partners plan to invest in new or existing managed services at 69%, partner with service providers to deliver cloud or application services, 69%, expand the marketing of existing products and services, 68%, and increase their professional service capabilities and capacity at 65%. The share of vendors expecting meaningful yearly revenue growth of more than 5% is at a four-year high. Vendors are more bullish about near-term growth than channel partners, a switch from 2022. And for the first time since 2020, the percentage of vendors that have reduced their budgets, 16%, or left them unchanged, 45%, is greater than the percentage that has increased them, 39%. And while I'm talking about channel dynamics, demand for PCs fell 29% year over year in Q1 2023, according to IDC data. The market research firm found that global shipments of desktops, notebooks, and workstations reached 56.9 million in Q1, down from 80.2 million in Q1 2022. More important to me is the insight offered into why. IDC doesn't expect the market to rebound fully until 2024, when many aging devices will be due for a refresh. However, the report said that recovery might be slow if recession concerns spill over into next year. Quote, if the economy is trending upwards by then, we expect significant market upside as consumers look to refresh, schools seek to replace worn-down Chromebooks, and businesses move to Windows 11. Lin Wong, Research VP of Devices and Displays at IDC, said in the report. And finally, one more bit. In the next 5 years, small and medium businesses will prioritize infrastructure, managed services, and security spending as part of a business growth push, according to a report from Analysys Mason. SMBs, companies with less than 1,000 employees, are expected to increase IT spending over the coming years as economic worries subside. Companies in this category will increase IT spending by 5.4% this year, roughly in line with Gartner's prediction of enterprise spending growth of 5.5%. According to the report, companies in the SMB category are expected to steadily increase their technology budgets each year to reach 8.3% year-on-year growth by 2027. Why do we care? Telling the story here, SMB customers are anticipated to grow in line with their enterprise counterparts on spending. That's good news, and it's aligning with what customers expect and what they expect to buy. The delay in spending on equipment makes sense. Interestingly, the one data point that isn't aligning is the reduction in vendor budgets. They're trying to do more with less, it seems. Expect them to be more challenging to deal with, even though customer demand isn't the problem. I wanted to make this one its own story, not part of an AI roundup. Quoting Engadget, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA, is asking for public comments on possible regulations that hold AI creators accountable. The measures will ideally help the Biden administration ensure that these models work as promised, quote, without causing harm, the NTIA says. While the request is open-ended, the NTIA suggests input on areas like incentives for trustworthy AI, safety testing methods, and the amount of data access needed to assess systems. The agency is also wondering if different strategies might be necessary for certain fields, such as healthcare. Comments are open on the AI accountability measure until June 10th. Why do we care? Well, this is the time to ensure your discussions with customers are captured and sent on as feedback to the NTIA. They want the information you have from the field. Now is the time to provide that information, rather than complain later about the regulations conflicting with customer needs. Do your part. Are your go-to-cloud providers AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud? Do you ever question whether some clients really need the complexity and expense of the big players? Recommend a better fit with Linode and Akamai. Linux cloud hosting at a fraction of the cost of the big players. Save up to 70% on cloud bills, enjoy flat, transparent pricing, and zero-tier technical support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of your monthly spend. Test Linode for yourself with $250 free cloud credit by visiting linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Only Child Day. So we had a Siblings Day, and today, National Only Child Day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.